What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
88252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I just heard the music, but it just ended. So, yeah, I'm very kind of upset. I've been over the last couple weeks about the fact that the Department of Justice has basically declared war on Catholic Americans.
Well, yeah, that's very alarming to me.
Traditional Catholic Americans. I mean, what kind of country is this? And it's really disgusting. Now, we knew about the Department of Justice memo from Richmond, you know, declaring traditional Catholic domestic terrorists or potential domestic terrorists. Now we find out that they were actually infiltrating Catholic churches and searching and spooking and spying, you know, whatever these monsters do, you know. And it really crosses a line. Now, I don't know, you know, what they're trying to do. I mean, I know what they're doing. I mean, and I know who's doing it. I mean, let's face it, the only real challenge to Jewish power in the United States, because most of the Protestant churches are evangelical and Baptist around me, they're all Zionists. They all just worship Israel and Jews, so they're not really a threat to the power structure. But the Catholic Church still is, and particularly the traditional parts of the Catholic Church. I mean, the Catholic Church is what stands up against the abortion and the Jewish controllers of our country now. They're all into abortion. The Catholic Church still stands up against LGBT more than any other church. The traditional Catholic Church is really against the agenda of degeneracy that America really promotes. And we know who is behind the promotion of that degeneracy. They were behind the promotion of that degeneracy in Germany, which brought about Hitler, sort of. I mean, it was part of what Hitler's plank was. It actually ended up very poorly for these people, but there's just something about their character of overreach and just dislike of traditional Catholic and Christian civilization that always seems to end in poorly for them, whether it's supporting the enemies of Catholic and Christian civilization like they did with the Moors in Spain, or whether it's, they're always behind revolutions and wars throughout Europe, whether it was the regicide of King Charles, the original King Charles.
Yes.
With Cromwell, who they supported. And like I said, the degeneracy, the pornography, the gay stuff, because, you see, they know that in order to gain power over society, if you corrupt it and you destroy the family, you destroy the roots of the people, you destroy their Christian faith, you attack their Christian institutions, then they're weak, and then you can easily manipulate them and control them and get wealth from them and have them do your will, like America does now. And it reinforces my thankfulness that I've been going back to the Catholic Church, because by the government targeting the Catholic Church, it's a real great indicator that that is the true church. Because let's face it, our government has become the great Satan, as the Iranians used to say. People can say, well, but I mean, you look at all the traditionally evil things to do, like child sacrifice, sodomy, gay stuff, transsexualization, pornography. Our country's all just immersed in it. You know, it's just swimming in the degeneracy in this country. So this country has become the great Satan. And the fact that the great Satan has basically been declaring war against the traditional Catholic Church tells me that still is, once and for all, the true church. Because I don't see any kind of reaction from the Protestants in my neighborhood, the Baptists. They all love Israel. They talk about Jews. They're the chosen people, even though they're the ones that promote all the abortion. They're the ones that have degenerated this country. And I always say to them, I say, you know, you say that by blessing Israel, America will be blessed. And I look at it like we've been blessing Israel for 60 years, and what has happened to this country in those 60 years? It's gone down the tubes. This country has gone down the tubes. So it seems to me like we're, by blessing so-called Israel, which is a fraud, that it's actually working to the disadvantage of American civilization. And the fact of the matter is, I always tell these Scofield Bible-believing Protestants that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, Israel became Jesus' church. Jesus was a sacrifice, and that there's no longer, when it says in biblical prophecy that Israel will be blessed and the Jews will be blessed, it is through the church of Jesus, his sacrifice. So when they say you have to support Israel to be blessed, you have to support Christ's church to be blessed. Anyway, I think that what you're seeing now is very disturbing. I think that any Catholic in this country should be appalled to the point of doing anything possible to be disobedient to this government. I know there's a plenty of Catholics in the FBI and the CIA and our military and our police forces. Be disobedient. Don't follow orders from these satanic, rotten scoundrels. I mean, they're degenerates. And basically, they've declared war on traditional Catholics in this country, and act accordingly. You have every right to. I'll leave it at that. I'm sorry. I'm just very passionate about this.
I understand. I hear your passion. I did give you a chunk of time to vent about this. My one comment would be not to presume that the Catholics are the only religious organization being infiltrated and spied upon right now. A lot of churches are going through turmoil over the LGBTQ issue. And, it did cross my mind at one point that this might be an intentional plan to weaken organized religion, to remove it as a resistance to, the rise of the state as the religion. Yeah, that's the model from the Soviet Union, that the state became the god that you worshipped.
Well, I will agree with you that there are traditional Protestant and other churches that I agree with you. There are fine people there, and I don't mean to be totally exclusive about it just being in the Catholic Church. But as an institution, they're the only institution that's really being attacked by the federal government. You're right. There was a preacher I remember back during the Gulf War who was against the war in Indianapolis, I think, and they basically sent a bulldozer to his church. And there's others that have spoken out about abortion and gay and I don't want to be exclusive towards them. But there is one thing in common, and that is the traditional aspects and the fact that they're not big Zionists. You know, some of the Baptists near me they're very traditional in most things, but they basically worship Israel and Jews. And that's probably why they're left alone, like Pastor Hagee. You know, you watch all the glitter bugs on TV. They're all Zionists. Make their trips to Israel. Yes.
Yeah, Joe, we got to wrap up now. I've given
you a big
chunk of time here. We've got other
bye-bye.
Callers waiting
Appreciate
on the line. So thank you very much for the call. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
I'd like to somewhat agree with Joe that sodomy is the first sign of being a Satanist. It's the most corrupt. It's the most dangerous disease as well, because when you bring pathogens out of the colon and you don't practice surgical sterility, you're spreading it into the community. And you're also when in ancient cultures, like when Gaddafi was murdered, they sodomized him with a sword because it's the most humiliating thing you can do to a man. Anyway, on to the subject I wanted to discuss, and that is organ donation. First of all, to my mind, to carve up a human body, never mind what they're doing to children today, mutilating them, And there used to be a law against desecration against the human body, even after death.
Yes.
There was a law that forbade desecrating a human body. You had to treat it with respect. Now they're doing it to human children. But the other reason I'm horribly opposed to organ donation of any kind is, first of all, it reduces us to being used parts. We're just like a car in a dump heap where people send their rusty old car, and then you go in there and salvage parts. Not only that, all of the states that are now enacting what they call euthanasia, they're actually organ procurement operations. That means that people who are being killed because they're supposedly sick, what they do is they administer a cardioplegic, which paralyzes the heart. They take the organs while the person is still alive, not yet brain dead, and they take the organs out. And not only that, everything that we own, we're allowed to say who it goes to. Our property, which has no meaning to us really beyond our death, we're allowed to say in our will who's allowed to get it. But an organ, these doctors, a lot of them, are probably selling them on the black market. Anyone who gives an organ in thinking that they're being benevolent is being a fool and is actually desecrating their own body. I mean, one of the reasons Christianity objected to the idea of organ donation is when Jesus returns and people come back to life, you want your body intact if you believe that. But even if you don't, I'll tell you about what turned me off. There was a case of a Vietnamese in jail for multiple murders who ended up getting an organ donation. They said, oh, gee, that was a mistake. Bull, most organs are bought on the black market. And if you think that any organ that you donate is going to go to a decent human being who should continue to live, I'm sorry. If God gave you a set of organs and you did not treat your body with the respect that God's gift deserves, then they don't deserve a second chance. Why? Especially because you don't know who you're giving it to. You should be able to say in your will, if I'm giving up my organs, this is who it goes to. A white person, a Christian. If I'm black, it's going to a black. This idea of blacks getting organs first, it's an incredible obscenity. I've had it now. As if I haven't already had enough.
Yes.
But this is horrible. Taking human organs and making them a politicized thing. Bad enough that you cannot say who your organ goes to, while you can say my house goes to XYZ, my money goes to XYZ, but never mind, my blood and my body goes to whoever you guys can sell it to. Don't be a sucker. Do not donate your organs. They're yours. They belong to you. They belong to your family. They're part of a long genetic line. Keep them with your body. What if there is a resurrection? You'll be half missing. Okay, that's enough for today. Bye.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, I can tell you're getting a little upset, Layla. You know, it's interesting, your description about, you know, organ harvesting and so forth. Back in 1978, there was a movie called simply Coma. It was based on a book by Robin Cook, and it was directed by Michael Crichton. And that was basically it, that there was this, chronic care facility that was actually producing organs for transplant, which was illegal at the time. Now, I have a somewhat different opinion about organ donation. I used to think I'm too old to have to worry about it, but apparently I found out that there is no age limit for an organ donation. And frankly, if I'm dead, I really, if somebody can get some additional life out of some of my spare parts, I don't
someone
have a problem with that.
A murderer, someone who mutates children's genitals, do you like them to get your organ?
Well, it's not
that?
Like I'm going to be aware of who gets the organs, Layla.
But is that right? Would you really want to extend the life of someone who engages in mutilation of children's organs, of mutilation of any human body, any murderer? Do you really want that? You should have a right to say,
well, let me put it to you this way, Layla, okay?
Yeah?
If one of my organs could extend your life, I don't have a problem with that, do you?
I would never. I won't even take a blood donation.
All right. Well, Layla, please try and calm down. And the phone lines are loaded up right now, so I got to take another phone call.
It's the desecration of the human body. Try
and relax, and we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, both calls, Layla and Joe, very good, very good. I sent you an email with a little clip from Kim.com. Did you get it?
Let's see, what would have been the subject line on that?
Steve from West Virginia.
Let's see. Let me see. I'm seeing it. Yep.
Yeah, please.
I haven't watched the video yet, but yes, I see where it is.
Please, it's from Kim.com. It talks about what you first said in the beginning of the show about, we've been basically at war since you and I both have been alive and, fighting in some kind of conflict. Please watch it because it breaks down. It's about a minute and 20 seconds, so it's real short, and it breaks down everything.
I will definitely take a look at that. Thank you.
Let me get to one other point. I'll let you go. I was at my doctor's today at the VA, and I was talking to him, and I wouldn't expect him to say what he said today, but, he's pretty aware with what's going on and doesn't like it, but he's got to be politically correct about it, but doesn't like all the tranny stuff. And anyway, what he told me is he said veterans need to stay away from eating stuff at the dollar stores because it's all biologically engineered. And he said what's going to happen is if you keep eating all the biologically engineered stuff, it's going to make you resistant to antibiotics. So if you ever go in and have a surgery and, they're going to give you antibiotics afterwards, he goes, they won't work. And, I started reading about it, a couple hours ago, and, man, he is right. And it's all the bioengineered stuff is all carcinogenic, too. So, if you go into one of these dollar stores, a big planter's penis is only $1.25. I mean, if you go into Walmart and get the ones that aren't bioengineered, they're about $6. So it's almost like they're putting that food in the dollar stores, maybe to get rid of all the poor people. Hello?
I put down the volume thing. Yes, it could very well be. I mean, if you have people who are out there willing to say we're going to reduce the population of planet Earth, they're also going to say, well, as long as we're going to do it, let's be selective and, we'll get rid of these losers and we're going to keep these people here because they're kind of cute and fun to be with, so forth and so on.
Yeah. I mean, the poor people are the ones that eat the food at the dollar stores, and they're also the ones that got to get food stamps and Medicaid and Medicare. So between those and senior citizens, I think that's who they want to get rid of. So, anyways, Mike, I'll let somebody else talk. Watch that video; it's really good.
I will take a look at it after the radio show tonight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a good one.
Same to you, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike. Hey, yesterday, you're a movie guy. Do you remember The Enforcer with Clint Eastwood?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and it was centered in, people don't remember or haven't seen it, it's centered in San Francisco, Harry Callahan, Dirty Harry. He's a detective. And he starts off by rescuing hostages in a liquor store holdup. He makes a bunch of mess and he shoots a couple of people. He gets yelled at by the police chief. We're not going to do things like this anymore. The public's sick of it. We're going to do kinder policing. And oh, by the way, we're going to have more inclusive promotions in the department. And he has, and then there's
okay, Bruce. Oh, Bruce, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve in West Virginia. We're talking about an old Clint Eastwood movie called The Enforcer. And Steve, take it away.
It's Bruce.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bruce. Yes.
That's all right. I'll wrap it up here. And anyhow,
too many buttons.
There's a buffoon. Yeah, I got it. There's a buffoon of a mayor who was a political opportunist, and he rolls along with it, and he's handled. And it shows the seedy side of San Francisco, and there's this radical left-wing terrorist group that steals army anti-tank weapons. And anyhow, there was no such thing as social justice warrior or wokeism. Those terms weren't invented yet. That was exactly what I saw. And now I believe Gavin Newsom is going to be the Democratic nominee, and he's going to have the entire machine after him, and he's more eloquent, he's more dangerous, in my opinion, because not only is he a puppet, but he knows what he's doing. He's on board 100%. And so it's very important that we get Trump in the office, even though with all his faults. That's my opinion. And thank you to Tom in Florida for saying that Trump was there at the UFC fight. I looked it up. That was an amazing appearance. The entire stadium was cheering for him, and even one of the wrestlers got up and went to bat for him on the mat with a microphone. So that was something awesome. And I want to say something about that intelligence leak, you know, Greenwald and what's his name?
Escobar.
Escobar, yeah, Pepe Escobar. I mean, I highly respect these guys, but I think they're off base here. That Escobar was saying, well, there's mistakes in the syntax and formatting errors and such and such. Well, I think that just reflects the state of the current crop of enlistees, you know, the underlings that put these things together for the staff presentation. I have to ask myself, who benefits? What would the U.S. benefit by releasing this? I don't see it. I think they're legit.
I don't either.
I think they're legit. And, well, we got a couple of minutes left. I'll let you take the next call. I'm going to try to set an example for these people that take 10, 15 minutes. So thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, young man? And a great big hello to Claire, that gorgeous gal, with you as well. Three quick points, if I may. One, I have to agree with Layla's sentiments, except for one thing. The politicians, the so-called lawmakers, the people that are in charge of authority over everybody that think they are, they view us with the everyday person with simple terminology, herd immunity, herd of cattle. That's all they view the everyday person as, is a herd.
Yes.
They can pick up to what breed or whatever the case is. It doesn't matter to them. They can care less. If they did, believe me, the whole U.S. would be in a lot different shape. As far as the food item is concerned about being genetic engineered chemicals, viruses, or who knows what, gene therapy-wise and so forth, if someone is concerned about that, look at the ingredients listing on the food item. It don't take a rocket scientist to do this and figure this out. If you have to take a magnifier to read the fine print, do it. Because you can always look up the ingredient that you cannot make heads or tails out of that's filled in some funky way or whatever, and look up to see what it actually is before you actually walk out the store with the item, for that matter. It's called boycotting it, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Speaking of boycotting, I did see a video regarding an older fellow that was pouring his Bud Light beer down the sink, and I thought, you know, I can see his point except for one thing. Wouldn't it be better to take the beer back to the store and get a refund so that way you're not pouring your money down the drain? It goes back into
that would probably be a really good idea. I'm looking at a TikTok video right now where somebody has got a road roller, you know, that they normally use to level the cement when they're building a road, and they're going over cases and cases of Bud Light beer, and it's just this huge foamy mess.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's their choice if they want to do that. But to me, I'd rather have the money in return instead and just take that back. But
well, maybe this is just stock that was returned for a refund, and they don't know what to do with it because nobody's buying it.
Well,
but so far, this stunt has cost Anheuser-Busch $4 billion with a B.
Ooh. Well, I guess that taught them a naughty lesson. But anyway, last thought. How much per person in the U.S. has it cost to deal with Ukraine and that cross-dressing, what's his name?
Zelensky.
Yeah. How much does it cost per person to deal with that fiasco over there?
I actually do not know. I'll have to run a calculation. I'm sure it's out there if you want to do a search engine.
Okay. Well, in that case, meanwhile, I think that they talk about reparations here in the States. Well, I have a thought for them. How about that the people be reparated for that $10+ billion that was sent over there to Ukraine?
Okay. Francis, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. I'll come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. We're finishing up with Francis in North Carolina. And Francis, just take it away.
Oh, if I did take it away, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, no, seriously, though, I think the people need to be reprimanded for what was spent over in the Ukraine and the pointless situation. Hence the reason why they're trying to rebrew the situation again with Taiwan and China. I mean, when are people going to get the idea that, oh, no, not again, not again? Get off of it. Snap out of it. Apparently the coffee blend you're using is not waking you up, for that matter. So other than that, in parting, dare I say, I'll have pineapple and coconut with my pumpkin pie for a change. How's that? With that,
okay, before you go, apparently the individual cost to each American taxpayer for Ukraine is at $2,956. That's just for Ukraine. It doesn't go back to the coup d'etat, doesn't cover Afghanistan, doesn't cover Syria, doesn't cover Iraq or the rest of them. War is a racket, as Smedley Butler said. So, Francis, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple, starting out with Joe, Layla, Bruce, excellent calls, but I want to kind of underline what both Joe and Layla said. the Catholic Church, the reason why they're not, they're attacking Christianity, but why attack the compliant, you know, Zio Christians that I think Joe used the word worship Israel, which they do. You know, I think they supplied, was it John Hagee with his own jet? Was that the one? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they actually bought him a jet. They're absolute pawns of Israel. But the Catholic Church is not totally. And another thing is where some of those Christian Zionist churches are not, they're pretty much straight white. And they're, what they, another thing I think they fear about the Catholics is there's, like, for instance, there's quite a few Asian Catholics, a lot of Korean Catholics. There's black Catholics. They're a little more diverse, and I hate to use that word, in their makeup, and they don't want to see the Catholic Church as a unifying force, I don't believe. And
yes.
I think alone, not alone, but it stands out amongst other Christian sects in that it commands a little more loyalty, and it's got a little wider array of adherents. But the other thing I wanted to bring up, Mike, is they've been attacking Christian sites in Israel.
Yes, they have.
We know that they've been attacking Muslims forever. That's part of what 9/11 was about, and I believe that Israel was in a big way behind that. Not alone, but in a big way. But that got us off on our crusades to do their bidding in the Middle East and kill Muslims by the bushelful. But they've always been against them. They've ethnic cleansed them. Now they're starting to do it a little more openly with Christians. It goes back also, Mike, to which I brought up a couple weeks ago when you first ran the story about the organ smuggling and
yes.
and how that was actually the government is so dominated by people who are trying to divide us by race that they're now going to dole out organs by race.
Yes.
When I called back earlier, I said a couple weeks back, I recalled the organ smuggling ring that was in like 2008 or 6 in New Jersey involving multiple rabbis.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Mayors. And even a congressman, I think, and that completely went away. But they were smuggling in organs from Israel. Guess where they were getting those organs? That never was established. But one can only guess what
yep.
happens to all those people that die in prison or that they kill on the street that they're not allowed to get autopsies and so on. And they've been doing it for years. And I'm here to tell you, I'm saying that they're stealing it from the Palestinians they're killing. So anybody wants to dispute it, go ahead and dispute it. But that's where I think it is. Then there's also, Mike, the fact that Zelensky and other, the Jewish cross-dresser, plays the piano with his schlong.
Yes.
Zelensky, who just basically shut down the Orthodox Church.
Yes.
So this is all over, but it's headed by the Jewish Czechist, who is running our Justice Department, Merrick Garland,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing just what they did to the kulaks and everybody else, and they're attacking Christians wherever they're in power, wherever they hold sway. Just look, I just named three here: Ukraine and Israel. They're attacking Christianity and
yep.
Muslims. And how are you going to allow somebody to hold sway on you or in any major way who thinks that they are above you, who looks at themselves as some elevated being, a chosen being? And that's the risk that you take when you allow people who absolutely believe that crap and put them in positions of mass power. And look what we're getting.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's it for me, Mike. But you know, it's amazing. I just want to say, it's amazing how completely disappeared that whole rabbi mayor thing on organ smuggling was. That completely disappeared. So.
Yeah.
And by the way, let's do another link here. The porn industry, completely run by Jews. And all these blackmail things where they're diddling little boys and little girls. All those, like for instance, like Epstein. And like that NXIVM thing run by the Bronfmans, paid for by the Bronfmans.
Yeah.
All run by Jews. I mean, they're talk about satanic. And wherever they're in power, look out anybody who's not you, who's not them. That's it for me, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. A lot of things on my mind, but a couple of things I just want to bring to your attention again. I don't see any sign of the Republicans doing what they should be doing. Somebody in a red state or even in a blue state, all it takes is one DA to file charges, assemble a grand jury and file charges against Fat Albert there, or Fat Alvin, and charge him with obstruction of an election, of attempting to interfere with an election. So they are going to do. And that would get the message out. Not to bring him into Congress and question him, or nothing's going to happen. There's nothing they can do. They can't even arrest this clown. And if they think they're going to hold him in contempt, tried with that little nerd there of Garland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that interesting about, you know, as far as Jewish, you know, we're talking about I don't know whether you could say Zionism or what, but the fact of the matter is that what is wrong with the Christian churches in this country, Mike? Especially evangelical churches and like that fat pig there in Dallas, I think, what's his name, Agee? There's other, like, why do they continue to support this country that's not only persecuting Muslims now, they're going into that, you know, mosque there, Al-Aqsa Mosque, but they're also persecuting Christians. And as Peter was saying, Christians are being persecuted now in Ukraine. I don't know. Is Zelensky really Jewish or what? I don't even know what the heck he is.
I don't know why he's wasting the resources to go after the churches. I mean, he's struggling to keep his forces in the field against Russia. Why is he diverting resources, time, energy, money to go after these churches? That does not really make a lot of sense to me.
You've got to realize he's got these Nazis pushing him there. These, what do you call it, Banderites pushing him. They just want to do anything they can against the Russians. And this is another thing. You talk about the Zionists or the Jews or whatever. So many of these neocons are Jewish. And yet, they're supporting a bunch of Nazis. Meanwhile, they're pointing their fingers at people like us, people on the conservative or the populist side in this country, and calling us Nazis. While they're supporting actual, you know, old school type Nazis in Ukraine to try and support a war against a man who's defending not only Christian values, but values, period, human values in Russia, and that's Vladimir Putin. I'm also getting sick and tired of all this nonsense about China. Well, China isn't trying to kill their own population. It's the opposite. They've taken hundreds of millions of people and brought them out of poverty into middle class. Meanwhile, in this country, we're doing just the opposite. So, I mean, I'm tired of this attacking. And George Soros, the scumbag of scumbags, not just criticized. He called Xi the devil himself, which really is projection, because if anybody's a devil, it's George Soros. All right. But,
okay.
This is, but what gets me is, and yet you get people like, for instance, Stephen K. Bannon. I do like to watch him sometimes, the War Room. He does put some interesting facts. But the man is hung up with China.
Yes.
Him and this guy and his buddy there, I think his name is Frank Gaffney. China's the root of all evil, you know, as far as he... That's nonsense. You got to know who the enemy really is. The enemy is the people in power in this country and in Europe, Western Europe. That's the enemy. That's who's trying to destroy us. That's who wants to kill us all. They want to spread diseases on us and then put poisonous vaccines in us. They want to poison our food. They want to poison our water. They hate us. These mad men actually think that they're going to turn themselves into some kind of robot or cyborg and kill off the rest of us or enslave, you know, maybe a few hundred million people the Georgia Guidestones there, and basically run the world like this. This is what these madmen think. And they seem willing now to get us into a nuclear war. Maybe they think as robots they can survive all the radiation
if this does devolve into a biological war, I guess their bunkers are going to be proof against that as well.
Well, you know what's going to happen if they do that, to go into bunkers? They're going to need their security. Their security is going to turn in and kill them. That's what's going to happen.
Probably.
If we, the Patriots, don't stop them from getting into those bunkers and putting Patriots in those bunkers instead. Okay? If we can't...
Well, I have a different theory. Let's let them go into the bunkers and then we cement over the hatches. That's the end of that.
Yeah, you said that, or Freddie. That might not be a bad idea either, you know? Whatever it is, they can't get away with this, Mike. They cannot get away with it. We, the people, have got to do something. We've got to take not only this country, we've got to take the whole earth back. These people are dangerous. Bill Gates, you talk about China being the enemy? Bill Gates is an enemy. This monster now has thousands of acres of farmland.
Yes.
Right? What do you think he's doing? He's doing his experiments. His artificial meat, which is more poison, wants to maybe spread some more diseases. Who knows what this madman is doing? He's any enemies, Mike. It's not China, and certainly not Russia, and it's not China. So, anyway, Mike, do me a favor. Could you keep me on so I can listen to the rest of the show?
Yeah, I'm sure we can keep you on the line so you can listen. And we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, there's a few things to talk about, I guess. You know, one thing I want to talk about is what happens when antitrust laws do not stop the devouring up of an industry like InBev did to the beer industry. InBev just basically owns almost the whole beer industry. So if they want to use Budweiser as a political weapon and throw a bunch of trannies on the can, they don't care if they lose half their business and all the people that work for Budweiser lose their jobs. See, they've allowed this thing called InBev just like to be this huge, you know, bloodsucker on the beer industry. I mean, there's all the industries are like that. I mean, very few people are controlling all the businesses. It's all a cartel. Now, as far as the Catholics go, there's a lot of anti-Catholicism going on out there, Mike. You know, there's really a lot of anti-Catholicism. And that's because, first of all, the real problem that these Jews have is organized religion. You know, they want to devour that. They want to get rid of it because if these people ever do a 180 on their 501c3s, you know, they can be a decent weapon against the Jews. But right now, they got control of them with their status, their nonprofit status. So they can't talk about this, talk about that. But the Catholic Church is just a little, you know, they're a little more pushy than those good Zionists. Anything else do I got to say here? No, I think that'll be it. But just remember, there's no place for hate for this anti-Catholicism that's going on out there. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to skip our last commercial break. So let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. About organ harvesting, it sounds like the main idea here was that people think that you're dead when they take the organs. You have to be alive, or else they're not viable. I don't know if people realize that You can look up Dr. Paul Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. Mm-hmm. Deanna Spangola had him on many times and some other ones about this subject. And I think Al Whitney, Anita Lauren Whitney, rest in peace, also had him on. But, you know, this brain dead thing is just a convenient thing to say. It's not actually accurate. And what they would do was give paralyzing drugs, no pain relievers, and take all the organs they want, saving the heart for last. You know, and especially like with teenagers and whatever, and you'll have people that have donations, you know, on their license, and then they wanted to do this universal thing that you better opt out ahead of time, or they're going to take them anyway. You know, and like I said, it's a horrible, horrible end of life, because it's you're not dead. You're alive when they do this. And so all that is then is transmitted. You know, everything's frequency. And, you know, I knew a woman that had a liver transplant from a teenager, changed her whole voice and demeanor and everything else like a frightened teenager. You know?
Okay.
You pick up all that from the other life form kind of thing, I guess. You know, we have that cellular activity, and that's the same thing with the two sexes. There aren't genders, there's sexes. There's an occasional mutation that results in hermaphrody, but that's the exception to the rule, you know, and it's never full-blown, you know. It's just where the female didn't translate into the male entirely in the womb. So, you know, so, but mainly this thing about, look at Dr. Paul Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, and he has Family Guardian, where he started looking at end-of-life care and what was going on there. But he originally was with the immature infants and how, you know, same thing with them. They just want to let them go. And there's many that have reached adulthood and that were said they would die, of course, you know. So, I mean, it's how precious do you think life is, you know?
Well, one of those people who thinks life is very precious, but like I said in my disagreement with Layla, you know, once I'm effectively brain dead, unconscious, you know, it's first of all, it's not my choice where my organs are going to go if they are in fact usable. So, I'm not somebody who invests a lot in being buried and having a headstone or any of that stuff. You know, I figure ultimately I'm going to, when I die, I'm going to donate my body to science so they can study it and send me a report.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we're not dead. But, you know, I've had offers from vultures twice now in my life, so that might, third time they might be lucky.
Okay.
So, you know. I'm not opposed to however nature takes us, and you know, we all die, and then that's what happens. We go back to the earth. So, yeah, but we have to take care of each other while we're here, and the medical
Claire
system
says exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I tuned in a little late, so I just heard the very end of Layla's call, and I heard she was very distraught. And then when you were saying about taking organs when you die, I keep wanting to make that point. That you're not dead when they take them. They're not viable then. They have to keep you alive
to
take them.
You know, what they generally like, the very best source of organ donations are motorcycle accidents, okay? Because, you know, the brain gets totally destroyed, but even with the brain destroyed, the body keeps working. The heart keeps pumping, and as you say, that makes for a much better...
Yeah, but you don't stop feeling pain. That's the thing. And, you know, Israel is the largest...
Well, see, that's
Israel
kind of subjective. I mean, if your brain has been mashed up on the fender of a semi-truck, I seriously doubt you'd feel pain. And the reason I say that is because this last year I went through a medical situation where I had a seizure. And as near as I can tell, you know, until I woke back up at the hospital, for all intents and purposes, I was dead. And mm-hmm. totally unaware, totally oblivious to everything that was going on. And... So I sort of figure that's what it's going to be like, I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah. I just got to ask you, because I know when Claire had that fall and they found her carotid artery was pretty well plugged up there, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the those shots that you guys took, do you think that has any relevance to any problems you're each having now?
Well, her artery was not blocked with blood clots. First of all, we got the Johnson & Johnson shot, which is now off the market. We never got boosted or anything. But the cardiologist said that it was just plain old everyday plaque buildup. It was not a blood clot. So, no, I don't think the shots had anything to do with it. It had everything to do with the fact that we're old people. And, Claire's now had to have two stents put on in. Plus the pin in her neck for where she fractured her spine, her cervical vertebra. And, we're old and we're out of warranty, and that's really what's going on.
Well,
I mean, I'm not letting the medical industrial complex off the hook. I mean, one of the things that came on out with all these Freedom of Information Act lawsuits is that my polymyalgia rheumatica is itself a vaccine adverse event, and I will be living with that for the rest of my life. I'm a little ticked off about that. Anyway, Murr, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I want to get one more caller in here.
Okay, so thank you.
Let's go to Charlie in Florida. And Charlie, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I agree with Murr on the donation thing. She's right about that. They do have to take them out while you're alive, and a lot of times they rush that. But
okay.
But that's not what I'm calling. I'm calling because of the what's going on with the question about why is Zelensky trying to shut down the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. And the reason is because in a country that's been through as much propaganda and controlled press like Ukraine has been through, it's the Ukrainian Russian Orthodox Church that has always been the truth tellers. And the people go to them for the news, and they trust them. I mean, you got to remember, they're not really pro-Russian. They were the Russians I can't remember which one it was, but during the Stalin period, it was the Russian Orthodox Church that was persecuted. And so this is the Russian Orthodox Church is basically the Ukrainian church. And they're not pro-Russian, but they are against Zelensky, okay, over there. And this is why Zelensky's actually putting forth his own type of church, which they call the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is just a propaganda arm for the Zelensky government. This church wasn't started until 2014, which was about the time, or no,
the coup d'etat.
2014. Yeah, about the time of the coup d'etat. So what we got is a propaganda war going over there, and he's trying to control the Russian Orthodox Church because he's trying to control negative propaganda.
Okay, well, Charlie, thank you for the update on that, but we are hearing the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help to get through this period. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.